Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. A gentleman who both he and I were away last week. We apologize for that. We're back with you this week. He's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor, the all-pro football player, a good buddy, and he'll be honored this weekend. We'll tell you about that later in the show. Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do? Saturday will be fun. We'll have a lot of fun down there.
We are going to have a good time. We're going to talk about that later. Get ready, everybody. We got big announcements coming up here on the show. Big stuff going on here. Fred, how was your week? We didn't get together last week.
And, Where was it?
I was in Las Vegas, and I don't know where you were. I was putting in trifectas here. I was putting in a three-team parlay and lost all the games. Nobody covered the point spread. Cleveland got blown out. The Rams didn't cover the point spread. Actually, Tampa Bay did do a good job. Tom Brady, thank you, even though you had arguments on the field. And then Monday night, I picked the Jets, but, Bill Shatner was up there. He helped me on this pick, and we decided we'd go with the Vikings. And that was a huge mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Big mistake.
I think I recommended you not do that.
Well, you, on our weekly, you and I haven't even looked how we did on our, did we lose five on our regular thing?
Six, 10-6.
Six, 10-6.
Yeah. But
not bad.
There was three of them.
That you didn't
that,
like.
That were three going in that I absolutely did not like. The other three were considerably more clearly bad teams.
Is that what it was?
Just bad teams. You know, you're looking at going into the third week. You don't have a whole heck of a lot to choose from in terms of excellence. You saw what happened in Philadelphia when the Eagles pounded the Vikings.
I saw it. I watched it.
The Vikings. I was thinking of you, and I just kept saying to myself, "There's so many glaring reasons why this game's going the way it's going.
It's terrible,
and it's at the line of scrimmage."
Is Kirk Cousins still alive? Because I thought maybe he might have been pretty depressed.
Well, he should play defensive end if he can.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. We have more to talk about that. We'll talk about week two and get into some more topics for you. Don't forget, we're on Facebook Live. Get on there and chat with us. Ask the questions away. FacebookLive.com. Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Email Fred. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll be back. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn reminding you to get heartburn and acid indigestion out of your life. Use Balance7.com. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body, which unlocks your immune system to protect you. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, Balance 7 is for you. Eat and enjoy the food you want. Get rid of fatigue and brain fog. Aid your digestion and neutralize the acid in your body. You're just a sip away with Balance 7. Don't be stubborn. This really works with a money-back guarantee. We want everyone to receive the benefits of Balance 7, so right now, we're giving all new customers a $15 discount. Call 800-793-9039. Mention the code word Mike and get $15 off your order plus free shipping. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Code word Mike. Get heartburn relief and more with the product that I use and I love, Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com. Code word Mike.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
And we're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, coming to you on SiriusXM Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Radio Network, and everywhere else in between. Amazon Echo, Google Home. Come on, we're on Roku. You can actually watch us on the Roku stream.
It's amazing. We're on 17 platforms.
It is. And the Roku thing, we're on Facebook Live. You can chat in there. You can email Fred, Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Stephanie Kramer called in here a couple of weeks ago, for gosh sakes.
Yes,
you know who
did.
She is,
great.
Don't you?
It was great.
She's your old co-star from Hunter.
What was her name?
Stephanie Kramer.
Yes, I remember the lady.
Dee Dee.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I'm now, because I think you're a Hunter show, I forget what channel it's on, but I record about every episode every night, so I've got about five built up now because I wasn't around to watch them.
Is it 153?
They're really good shows. They are. They stand the test of time.
What year are you watching now?
I think like season five or six, something
That's
like that.
That's good. Those are good.
They're really good. They're good.
The
ones
that are really good were 3, 4, 5, and 6.
3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can throw the last year out and the first year out.
That's good.
Is high and low.
Yeah, high and low, and you got it. So that's good stuff over there. And then a couple of items of business here, just to, before we get into football. Fred is a very healthful guy. I mean, he's a guy, he drinks alkaline water. He's got Balance 7. We talk about that all the time here on the show. And just kind of you threw something out here during a break. I told you you could come and ride with me and sleep in the car. And you laid a lightning bolt on me that I'm going to have to share with my daughter because she likes to doze while I drive whenever we go somewhere together in the car. And you said it is not a good thing to sleep, obviously when you're driving, but to sleep in the car when someone else is driving. Now, why is that?
Well, it's disturbing.
Well, you said it throws off your rhythm or something, the little circadian chirp at night and stuff when they go on. But it throws off the rhythm of the body, does it, when you sleep in the car? Not good?
I try not to. I just want to be alert because, I like a lot of people, always tell the stories that the last thing I heard, officer, was the bump, 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 bump of my two left tires crossing the center line.
There you go. That would be something you would say.
I don't want to be awakened by
no.
that. So I'm always braced for stuff like that.
Yeah, you got to be ready. I drove to Las Vegas from Los Angeles, and you got to just be ready. And here's the deal. I was going to Las Vegas, And it was kind of stormy that Sunday that I left. And I never drive fast, but I started really pounding the old pedal to the metal because there was a storm that was coming left to right, coming towards the car.
Moving the car.
Or this way. Yeah, there we go. And I barely made it out of there. I think it was going to be a big downpour, and I didn't want to get stuck in that out in the desert, out in Baker, after I checked the temperature.
The wind, you know, my brother had his car sandblasted when he went out to Salton Sea, and he went out to Vegas and stuff. And when he was a kid, a
lot of wind.
And it just half of the car was sandblasted.
Yeah,
no
a lot
paint,
of wind,
right down to the metal.
I was up there and I watched our buddy Bill Shatner ride horses at 91 years of age. This guy's incredible. Yep. He was in a reigning classic, and there's just a lot of fun stuff was going on up there.
Yeah. Well, Vegas can be a lot of fun. It can also be frenetic, you know, when you get into the hotels and you're trying to. I remember I used to drive from San Diego State when I was a kid, just right up 395, Highway 395, right out of San Diego, and right into the Caesar's Palace. It was just being
you just shot in there,
just
right?
Being built then.
Yeah,
and you put your foot on the gas pedal,
and you're there.
And the next thing you know, you're taking it off, and you're in the parking space.
Were you driving the old Volkswagen, the van?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
With that oil cooler out right that side,
with
there.
My extra air cooler that's the reason I was able to drive.
I watched, by the way, you know that series Yellowstone. Taylor Sheridan was at this horse show and was riding in another arena over there. It's kind of fun. I asked him if I could get a guest shot on the show, and he just ignored me.
Well, Mike, you know,
I thought I'd give it a shot.
You have friends.
I can't
here.
Ride.
You have friends here at home.
Thank you. Now let's get into football because it was a crazy. Here's the deal, Fred. I don't think you can pick winners and losers right now because there really is no preseason. Nobody's ready, and any team that you think is going to win, like the Bengals, for example, they're 0-2 going into this weekend. And Joe Burrow, the quarterback, he said, well, don't worry about it. He says, let's all just take a deep breath and relax. Well, that's what we did watching you lose on the last couple of Sundays here. He says, we're going to be fine. We're not worried about it. But they were the AFC champions last year. They were in the Super Bowl, and the Bengals are the first team in the Super Bowl era to lose their first two games despite being at least a 7-point favorite in each contest. And they were the heavily favorite. 7 points is pretty good.
Well, you did see when you and I went out to Ram Camp the last couple of years.
Oh,
you
yeah.
did see this last year, people just falling asleep. The players had their cell phones out there.
Yeah,
and it was it's just a smack in the face. You know, you can get lucky, have all your talent play, get lucky with injuries, and win like the Rams did. But you lose one or two key players, and you have a miserable preseason. You know, they're all going to say, oh, we really worked hard. No, you didn't. You had your entire starting staff, offense and defense, on the sideline during the last during three or four games of the preseason. And you don't have any continuity. There's things in camp you have to do on a repetitive nature that helps you see it during the game.
You're right. To
be able to see it and say, that's familiar to me. You got to be able to concentrate instead of, you know, taking your cell phone out and putting it in your sock and getting a call in the middle of the third quarter, you know.
That's exactly right. People were taking pencils and working out like this, kind of raising them up, and they had those rubber band things that looked like they're, you know, about this big, and they're stretching on that. It didn't seem like an intense preparation for the season.
It comes through the TV, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You look at it and you say, well, if they don't care, why should I care? I'm not a tough guy that says, you know, you got to go out there and wrestle everybody to the ground. In training camp,
right?
You know, we had two a days in the morning and the evening, and it was a lot of hard work. We had six preseason games, We had
six preseason games. Now, what are there, two this year? Two, three, something like that?
Yeah, we have two, something like that. And the veterans didn't play.
No.
And here's the other thing that really upset me, and I'm just going to go off on it. You know, they kept saying, you know, we're going to lose Whitworth, our left tackle, and, you know, it's really going to be painful. They never did anything whatsoever to replace him. What did they do for a year?
I agree with that.
They knew at the beginning of last year, the Super Bowl year, they knew that he was done after this year.
Yep.
They did nothing. They didn't bring people in. They didn't rotate. They didn't establish to the team that we are aware that we're going to have this loss. And it's a big loss, that left tackle. That guy provides.
Huge.
He provides a lot of leadership over there, and they bring another guy in there, and he does his best effort to compete, which is fine. We like that, but they got beat by Buffalo, and if they think they're going anywhere with that lineup, they're crazy.
Yeah, and they didn't cover the point spread. They almost got beat this last weekend, so. And, you know, the coach is good. He says he's going to try to change things around, but what can you change?
He's a competent, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
However, you know, he wants to be everybody's buddy. And
Well, that's kind of how you got to be as a coach these days, baseball, football. You got to be everybody's buddy now.
Well, you know what? If you win games, let's see what happens, you know, halfway through the season when you go to the supposed leaders of your team, three or four guys, and say, look, I need you to crack the whip out here these next 3 weeks. And we'll see what happens. Let's see if they perform for them.
More straight ahead of the Sports Lounge. Check with us on Facebook Live. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're kind of combing through the first couple of weeks of the season, getting ready for week three here this weekend. And
right on.
Cleveland Browns, their quarterback, Nick Chubb, he admits that scoring a late touchdown against the New York Jets cost him the game. I had picked the Browns.
Nick Chubb, I thought he was a running back.
He's running back. I'm sorry, I call him a quarterback. He's the running back. I got confused there for a second. Anyway, Chubb, he takes the blame for the Sunday loss to, of all teams, the New York Jets. And here's the deal. They should have gone down and just deadened the ball for the last 2 minutes of the game. Instead, he scores the touchdown with a minute 55 to play, puts the Browns up 30-17, and then the rookie kicker, Cade York, misses the extra point.
Nobody knew he was going to do that.
That's true, but with the Jets already out of timeouts, the Browns could have kneeled and ended the game, and that would have been the whole thing. But instead, he wanted to score.
Well, 30-17, do you think he had enough with a minute and a half left?
I would think you would, but not this last Sunday. A lot of teams, that was not enough. Look at the Rams, were what, 31-7 or something like that, and almost lost that game. So
Who did they play, the Cardinals?
They played who did they play this last weekend?
The Falcons.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta. Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're bad.
What do you think of the Falcons after that game?
I don't like them. I don't like them. I'm not betting on them. I wish them all the best. But I'm going to also tell you something else in our fan base here to let you know what I think about presentation. Presentation is critical in life, in business, and certainly in sports because you only have a certain amount of time. In this case, you've got 17 games. And you're two games, you're going into the third game of the season, and you show up on the road in those ugly uniforms. You got to be ashamed of yourself. You should lose every one of your games.
What are you talking about, ugly uniforms? They do look pretty bad, don't they?
The Falcons have black uniforms. You should have seen. People should Google, forget what I say, but Google original NFL uniforms and see the art form of real great beauty, absolute beauty. You see the Falcons uniforms when they and every team in my book should not wear colored pants. They should wear white uniforms top and bottom.
Yep.
They're on the road. It's tradition. And we're losing tradition. Sports is the only last bastion of where we can go and see, it's the same uniform that they were wearing when my dad took me when I was 15 years old. And it means something. It absolutely means something. It's continuity. It's discipline. It's like the Yankees telling him.
Exactly.
It's like the Yankees when they say, shave that off or get on the L.
Only team.
Take you back to Midtown.
They're the only team left that has tradition. They have dress codes. And it means something to put on the Yankee uniform. Maybe second best to Dodgers, but they have no dress code. Guys have hair coming all out of every orifice and every place over there when they're pitching. Sometimes they have to part it there so they can see where they're going. But the tradition, and even the Dodgers, I don't know, but the Yankees do this. I have never seen the Yankees have so many different uniforms that, people, I want the all red one. I want the green one. I want the Dodgers wear some kind of a blue pajama top and bottom. It looks terrible.
And it's a political acquiesce to the city of Los Angeles. It has something to do with this is the roots.
Pajama time?
This is the roots of our founding. And this is what we're going to do. It's an ugly
However, garment. Fred, it's all money.
Ugly.
They want you to buy that uniform. Some people like it. They say, I got to have the all blue one. And then you wear it, dress up in Halloween and scare people with the Dodger blue uniform.
They're absolutely doing exactly as you say.
Money.
They're putting that crappy uniform on players. And I tell you something. I remember in 1972 when I came to the Rams, we were in our all whites. George Allen, the coach that preceded everybody before, he came out and just said, this is tradition, this is the L.A. Rams, all white.
That's it.
And we wore them, and it was great. The next year when Chuck Knox took over in 73, I'm reminiscing here, folks, bear with me.
Okay.
And you had a uniform that we played Cleveland in we played Dallas in a preseason game, the Coliseum, and we came out in the new blue and gold Ram uniforms to a rounding response of boos.
See?
A rounding response of boos because
they were terrible.
They said, you gave away our white uniforms for this crap.
For this chrome, yeah.
For this crap. And they had a gold a numeral. And then they had a white trim around the numeral. And from the third row of the Coliseum, you couldn't read the numbers. The shine on the uniform was just too much. So the uniform that I wore was the next week. They got rid of all the trim on the uniform, on the numbers and the letters. And it was a lot better. I still wanted the white uniforms because it was tradition.
It was tradition. And even the Yankees don't even have the player's name on the back. You got to have enough respect for the Yankees to know who number 7 is. And by the way, is Mantle still playing?
Mickey.
How about that Aaron Judge, man? He's been connecting.
60 home runs.
He's been doing, and he's up for signing up. What do you think he'll make? He might make as much money as we're sending over to
Look, if you're the Giants.
To take care of the war.
If you're the Giants. If you're the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, I remember going to the Yankee Stadium and then to see a friend of mine when I was playing for the Rams.
Yeah.
And he said, you ought to see our new uniforms. The helmet says Giants, G-I-A-N-T-S, instead of the N-Y.
Wow.
Can you imagine the blunder, the marketing blunder in New York? That's the marketing capital of the world.
Yeah, that's another thing,
And it's another thing to be that unaware because you're so horny to get out there and make
sell
a dollar.
Sell uniforms, make money.
Make a dollar.
Because people want them. And then they come up with uniforms that say, like, the Giants, the baseball gigantes, or the Los Dodgers. Yeah. What about the rest of us? I got some Czech background. I mean, shouldn't they have the Pivos, the beers across the Los the Pivos or something so you can drink a beer while you're watching?
How about celebrating Caucasian America?
Well, you wearing the white uniforms, they'd probably call you for that nowadays. You have to be careful.
Well, I mean, you know, every ethnicity
should be represented.
In the world
should
gets
be.
Marketed here in Los Angeles.
Well, they should be.
Except the original founding.
The Americans.
Yeah.
That's it. So, anyway, the uniforms may play a part in it, too, because you know, sometimes those Arizona Diamondbacks have some weird-looking uniforms. If you see, and the Padres,
they're terrible.
I hate to say it because I like San Diego, but the Padres uniforms. And O'Malley's down there. I can't believe he's allowing those things to be worn on the field.
Well, he's asleep too. You know?
Well, he's a good guy, but not down there.
He's cutting checks.
I think he's a minority holder in the team.
He's a what?
He's the minority. One of the minority interests in the team.
He raised money.
Yes,
he's got
he's
his
good
say.
Man.
So let me hear what you have to say.
But, the uniforms are kind of out of control. Anyway, getting back to football.
Do we have to?
Yes, because I'm working my way up here a little bit. Now, here's the deal. The Tampa Bay Bucks, they at least covered the point spread for me last weekend. And
good.
Bruce Arians is no longer the coach. I don't know if all of you know that. And he's the assistant, I guess, on the sidelines there. He's senior assistant to the GM, Jason Licht, and he's on the sideline during their win last week, and he got really animated and upset when the cornerback for New Orleans, Marshawn Lattimore was not called for pass interference on a pass intended for Scotty Miller, which led not only to Tom Brady confronting officials, but wide receiver Mike Evans of the Bucs being ejected from the game along with Lattimore.
Oh,
it was
gee,
a big old brouhaha.
What are we going to do?
Well, what do you do, though, if you're a former coach and you're on the sidelines? You get a little steamed up. You got to remember now. You
should get his ass off the sidelines.
Exactly.
And go get a hot dog.
Exactly.
No one cares what he thinks.
Yep.
Nobody say, hey, how about that block I just made, coach? Oh, what? Yeah, that was really great.
That's it. It's really something. Now, do we have time in this segment? Well, we'll hold off. Well, let's go with the Arizona Cardinals here. One more game here, and that's Kyler Murray, their quarterback. They win the game. He goes in the stands and he gets slapped in the face. Did you hear about that one?
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't.
And he says, I don't know every person I've hit in the face, he says, but he said, I have no hard feelings toward the guy. I see him, I'll shake his hand. It is what it is. And that's kind of what happened.
There's no story there, actually.
What do you mean, no story?
There's no story there. I mean, it's like,
well,
he apologized and that's it.
He was the bigger guy by saying he didn't have any regrets there.
Oh, well, that's what we care about. We sure do.
Yeah. So no hard feelings toward the guy. He says, if I see him, I'll shake his hand.
Yeah, fine. Good. Good for him.
So that's the week review.
That was it?
That's it.
Boy, there's some smoking stories there, weren't there?
By the way, Canada has lifted vaccine requirements for people entering the country. They're a little late to this game, but at least they did it.
Well, they've impacted to the negative more than they've hoped.
Well, this would now impact the unvaccinated professional athletes that they can now play.
Well, that's the way it should be. If I was a player and I couldn't earn my way, I'd be suing, pal.
You would be?
Yep.
How about the Lakers? You ready for that Laker basketball season?
Oh, I can't wait for the pre-games and the post-game show. See, to see how far off they are with their optimism and their results.
Yeah, we'll find. They made some trades.
Hey, how about that? Who'd they trade for? A Mickey Rooney?
I don't know. I don't think it's Mickey. We'll take a break. Come back with your comments. We got a lot here. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port-in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in/promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
And we're back in the sports lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Yeah, so our producer Jeremy came in here. He's a little upset that we didn't mention that Kyler Murray, the quarterback of Arizona, was up in the stands high-fiving when some guy smacked him in the side of the head. And so Jeremy's question, was that ever happened to you? Anybody get close to you, or did you just keep people away from you, Fred?
I was never in a stand.
You never went up there, right? It's like, what are they doing up there, right? They don't belong there. Now let's talk about something important, because this coming Saturday, those of you that listen in San Diego, you're going to be at the San Diego State football game. You're going to be honored there. Tell everybody. Yeah. This is a big deal. I'm going down there with you.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll have fun down there, certainly.
Tell everybody about it. What's happening?
We should go through a case of beer on the way down the way up.
And sleep in the car and lose our circadian rhythm.
You're right, exactly.
This is good. But they're going to honor you before the game.
Well, there's 10 ex-Aztec football guys.
Yeah.
And each player represents a decade of Aztec football.
Okay.
So there's 10, that's over 100 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and you're going back to the
90s. I'm going down there. They've done it once or twice. One, I think I'm the second or the third, probably the second. But you get down there and you meet the team at the bus and you come out, you have the walk where the fans come around and everybody's pooping and hollering, and then you get down on the field and then you run out on the field with a team behind you.
Yeah.
And you got to run a little bit faster than normal because you get run over. And then you throw the spear, the warrior spear, into the 50-yard line.
Is that the tradition? You're going to do that? You're going to throw that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Am I supposed to do it with you?
Yeah, you're going to hold my hand as I do it. And now, holding Fred Dreyer's spear is Michael Horn.
Number 77 in those days, right, at San Diego?
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah.
Now number 77, Fred Dreyer.
So, and then after that, here's the important thing for you.
Yes.
We're going up to where they cook the dogs.
Oh, my goodness
gracious.
The
dogs and the beer, and then we have a
nice... Wait a second. Are you saying there's free hot dogs?
Yes.
I can't wait.
Oh, God.
Free hot dogs, Fred?
We're going to get that on tape.
And they've got good dogs down there. They're not like getting rid of the Farmer John's like they did at Dodger Stadium. These are the delicious hot dogs.
These are the carryover from the Padre doubleheader last week.
Now, it's not true that the hot dogs came from the era that you played. They kept them, and so they kept
Well,
them
we don't know
we
that.
We don't know that.
But they're trying to keep tradition all along.
That's it.
So if you happen to bite into a dog that's a little weazened,
that's it.
Then you'll understand why.
And it's Oktoberfest. We have lots of beer. So here's the deal. If you're in the San Diego area, get on over there to the stadium. Where do they play these days? At Jack Kezar Stadium or something? Where do they play?
Yes. Yes. Baby Kezar.
Now, where do they play now?
Yeah. They play in Mission Valley.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's right next to is an empty hole. Where Jack Murphy Stadium was.
Murphy, that's
which I played in.
That's
I played
right.
the first football game in
Jack Murphy Stadium.
And now they tore that out.
I know.
That was 1967.
Jack's still upset about it.
68. Yeah, he's really upset. And so they tore that thing out, and they put in a brand new they put in a brand new stadium. What the hell's the name of the stadium? I just remembered it. It was something to do with Dragonfly Stadium or something like that.
Yeah, look it up on the website. Yeah. We're going to be there all weekend celebrating with San Diego State. They got a pretty good team this year. Don't they? I think they do. I think they've had some wins.
Oh, well, this is only the second or third.
I know. It's about the third week or something like that.
Yeah. But anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. You get to see some friends, no doubt. And, you know, it's untimely that Ernie Zampezi, the great offensive...
one of your coaches.
Offensive coaches that was there on the original staff that recruited me down there years ago. But we lost him about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And so, you know, they all...
Don Coryell, John Madden was your coach there, Ernie Zampezi.
Ernie Zampezi.
Who else?
And that's the ones that... Those have passed.
Rob Dauhauer, I remember
Rod Dauhauer. Rod, I'm sorry, Rod. Quarterback, receiver coach.
Yeah.
And then, we have Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs, Joe Gibbs is a big one there.
Yeah, and so they're alive and well when they are, and when they aren't, they're a long time gone.
All right, let's get some comments here from the neighbors that have been here at Facebook Live trying to get you. Then we'll get to your emails. Kathy says, "Good afternoon, Fred from Lawndale." Bernard, hello, Fred and Mike from Ottawa. How you doing there?
How do you do?
Bernard, Nikki, hello from Nebraska. And she hopes you're doing well, she says. Bruce from New Mexico is tuned in. Lori is from Iowa. I think she drove out here for days to come and go to that autograph thing with you. And she says, I agree, season 3 was my favorite of Hunter.
Huh.
She likes season 3.
How about that? Yeah.
And the Hunter theme song, people love that. It is a good theme. So we should play it on the show sometime. It'd be good. See if Mike Gehry can get it. We can get that passed over on YouTube.
I can whistle it.
Yeah, Cheryl from Alaska is saying hello. Now, Chris says, happy anniversary, Fred. It has been 38 years since Hunter made his debut on NBC. We're going to celebrate in just a second here. Great show then and a great show now. Does it seem that long ago to you that it was 38 years ago?
It seems, what in does it part, seem? 100 years ago.
Really?
And then it just seems like just the other day. You know, the blessing is in life, as we all know, for our families and friends and life moving forward, the way they have been able to preserve great memories and great TV shows and what have you is fantastic. It's a great time to be alive, especially when you'd be able to go home and turn on one of many portals and pick out your favorite show. You and I watched one of our shows.
I got them. I record them every night.
Over at your house. Now, you recording them?
Yes, I am. Here's the deal. And again, thanks to Chris for bringing that up. Now, here's the deal. Pamela, our historian, sent along some pictures for you, and there's some posters. It says, meet the most unlikely, she's no angel, he's no saint, Hunter poster there. And then there's another one that says, partners on the force, together they couldn't be better. And it's a two-hour movie premiere. Was the first episode a two-hour movie premiere?
Yeah, it starred Brian Dennehy.
Yeah, and there's a good picture of you. Boy, is that you? And there's a lovely...
Those are drawings. Those are renderings.
And we have that. That's from the season 38 years ago. And then some pictures from the show.
It's really
you know, we got you and Dee Dee McCall there. It looks like she's undercover.
She looks a little haggard.
She looks like she's a working girl. Something's going on there.
She looks like she's been on the street. Look at the guy.
That guy's right taking a look at you. He goes, I think that's Fred Dreyer from San Diego State.
I don't think he's part of the company. I think he's just walking down the street. Happens a lot when you're on the street down there.
Some guy just says to you.
Just walk into the shot.
Exactly.
What the hell's going on down
there? That's a good one. Okay, what else we got here? We got this one here, too. This is a nice shot
I'm telling Stephanie, remember this. I'm telling Stephanie.
Yes.
That she should do something with her hair.
And the shot that we
have? That shot right
we're
there.
We're posting these, by the way, at the sports lounge. You can all
you
see them on radio.
You
we will.
Do something with your hair.
And then there's a picture of Fred, a big headshot of you with your eyes looking up and your mouth open. It looks like they got hot dogs this weekend.
Is that what I was saying?
I think so.
That's probably right.
I think that was kind of it. That was it. Oh, we got more here. Boy, she's gone crazy here on this. There's you and Dee Dee pointing guns at the camera.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't know where was that?
I don't know.
Are we in an office somewhere?
Something. Looks like you're taking somebody to task. And then we got this one here where Stephanie's in the car driving with you and she's going, hot dogs?
You know, you should probably let that rest. Well,
that's a good one. And then we got, let's see what else. One more here. And this one comes up. Ooh. Oh, wait a second. Yeah. That's you and Stephanie in bed.
That's a good one.
Oh, boy.
I told her, okay. I whispered to her and told her, I said, you know, that is such a great nightgown. Can I try it on?
And she said, did you bring the hot dogs? Okay, never mind.
I smell something really rotten. What are they? Oh, they're hot dogs.
Okay, now we got some more comments here for you. We got Pamela says, happy Hunterversary to Fred and Stephanie. Thank you, Pam, for sending those in for quality TV show. You guys are both the best. Love you both. And then we got also here, Cheryl says, Aaron Judge was my summer son for the Alaska Baseball League. Wow. He was 18 years old, a 230-pounder. He was a great kid, left to weighing 240. Boy, she fattened him up a little bit.
He looks like a good kid.
Yeah, she says, don't tell his mom because it was due to mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Ah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Nikki's saying, great show, loves the pictures, and I really do want a hot dog, Nikki. That is very true. I can't wait. I'll be giving you the report on the hot dogs. God, from this weekend.
What else they got in the booth up there?
They got hamburgers or anything in there? They got any...
They've got a poultry of your choice.
Yeah.
Which is turkey, wild pheasant. You know, they have pigeon.
Yeah.
They have pigeon down there in San Diego.
I'm not into the pigeons that much.
The pigeons are succulent.
It'd be pretty good. Now, do you take your hot dog with ketchup or just mustard and relish and onions?
No, I'm a mustard... And I'm a relish guy, and a little bit of
little onions,
just
right?
A little bit of chopped onion, and then
tomatoes.
Certainly, no,
not me.
It's not a pizza.
I know. Well, no, it's good.
But I like the traditional dog.
By the way, maybe Saturday night dinner at your favorite restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's. Speaking of pizza on the way
back.
And
they have tiramisu there, too.
And they do have tiramisu. So that's going to be Saturday. And again, the big football game, San Diego State, Fred Dreyer being honored at the game. This is going to be a good one. I'm really excited.
I don't even know who the heck they're playing. Colorado? No, I don't know.
That's the way you were when you played, though. You always like to be surprised. And you had everybody on the team not
anything. I never knew anything. They used to pick me up at the fraternity house, the teak house.
Get dressed.
Used to pick me up and say, Fred.
Put on your all-white uniform.
It's a home game. It's a home game, Fred.
And they drive into the stadium.
Holy God.
And remember one time they drove without your helmet? The guy had to go back and get it for you? And you played the first quarter without a helmet?
I played the entire game with someone else's helmet, and he wore a size 6.
That's it. How do they hear, by the way? These crowds are so – SoFi Stadium is so noisy, and I notice I see these guys holding onto the sides of their helmet trying to hear the coach saying, go with a number 7 play. They must not hear because obviously the teams are playing terribly.
Difficult. It's very difficult sometimes.
So I'm telling you, this is going to be an exciting –
It's also an excuse for the quarterback to pretend – What was that play you wanted? No, I didn't hear you.
Time out. Give us a timeout so we can get in there.
Oh, no, you don't call those things unless...
Oh, that's you get in trouble for that.
It's like spending money down in Mexico.
It is true.
Make sure.
By the way, our friend Al Simon gave me a foolproof way of winning in Las Vegas, but I didn't really get a chance to check it out. You shouldn't, when you go to gamble, you should never have anybody with you because they're always looking over your shoulder like, how long are you going to play? You know? Why don't you try a different machine? It's like you got to concentrate like anything else in life on winning.
Well, and when you're there available to every jerk in America who says, hey, I'm going to stand next to this guy. He's good luck. People actually just go over, rub that guy's stomach.
Yeah.
You know, they rub your stomach and they jinx you.
You got to be careful.
You better.
I think you're much better off playing as you did, not knowing your opponent just coming out
of
the game.
No, it's the best way to do it. You know, you're there. I was watching TV and they said, come on, Fred, we're at home. I said, it's at home? Great.
Sometimes you didn't even know what day the game was. They just surprised you,
no,
right?
No, I thought it was Tuesday.
Get your pants on, Fred. We're going to the stadium.
Nobody plays football on Tuesday.
It's beautiful. We'll be back with more here in the Sports Lounge.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend.
Thank you.
So a couple of comments here just so we can take care of some last-minute business.
Oh, yeah.
We have here, James says, the photo of Hunter and McCall pointing the gun is from the ending of the pilot episode. So this picture that we have here, for those of you that are watching us on Facebook Live and on Roku, that's the ending of the pilot episode of you and Dee Dee McCall there pointing the gun.
All right.
That's good. And then finally, Nikki says, mustard and relish for the win. There you go. She is number 3, so we got the win. That's good news. Now we got some fan mail here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Here's the deal. Norma says, the Steelers are going to retire Franco Harris's number 32 jersey.
Thank God.
During halftime of the Week 16 matchup against the Raiders. Nearly 50 years of the day after recording the greatest play in Steelers history, the Immaculate Reception. And now, before his passing, John Madden, your old coach, your buddy, said he would never get over that play and hated talking about it.
Yeah, he did.
Says, what are your memories of that play and knowing that John Madden was at San Diego State University, an alum coach, and you were also at San Diego State U? Did your path ever cross with John Madden? Did he ever talk about the Immaculate Reception?
Did my path cross?
Yeah, well, obviously he was your coach.
Yeah.
So what did he say about it? He hated that whole thing?
He to this day, the very day,
yeah.
He was really upset and masked it with a remorseful attitude about the incompetence of NFL coaches and what have you. You know, he was really upset that if he wins that game, they go to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
That play kicked off the great run that the Steelers had.
There you go.
72, I believe.
70, it was 650 years ago to the day. Anyway, yeah. That's our show. If you missed anything, log on to our website, Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Check it out. Go to crntalk.com for more information. And don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Final words, Fred?
Well, I want to thank everybody for hanging in there with us, and these are great photographs.
See you in San Diego. Say.